grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This morning's message, although written to the Corinthians by Paul, is unique in that it really is directed towards each of you here today to think on and concentrate, because it's a little different than anything you've ever heard before. Paul begins by a very sharp division in our epistle. He says, the word of the cross is foolish. Foolishness. It's foolish to those that are perishing. But to you and I, we are saved by that because of the power of God. Now, there is no neutral ground on this discussion. Either you're foolish, because a cross is foolish, or it's everything as it is to us. So the world hears the message of a crucified Savior, and in our society, many, many people simply shake their heads and go, I don't get it. A dying man nailed to the cross, it doesn't look like power to me. A suffering God? Where's the wisdom in that? The cross is very offensive to us. We don't like it. It terrifies us. It's unforgiving. One of my favorite, it's a little story, and I know you've heard it, so I'm going to repeat it again because I'll just like it. There was a fellow walking along the beach, and as he walked, he would pick up starfish that had washed up on shore that night, and he'd throw them back into the water. Well, a gentleman who was a passerby stopped and said, why are you doing that? That doesn't make sense. You can't possibly save all of these starfish on this beach. Well, the man bent down, picked up one more starfish, and he looked directly into the man's eyes, and he threw that lone starfish back into the sea, and he said, you're right, but I can save that one. Preaching the gospel, I believe, is very, very important. The message is important. And I enjoy doing that for us here. But there's always questions in our society that creep in. I've heard it. You've heard it. Pastor, why in the world do you stand up there and say those things? Do you really believe you're making a difference in the lives of people? Really? Aren't there enough words flying around in our society? Why do we need more words? And the only thing that I can refer to is I like to go back to the epistle reading of Corinthians. And it says again, this message of the cross is plain foolishness to everybody except those who are saved by the power of God. Why do this? Why do this foolish thing? Why do you stand up? Why does anyone stand up? And I know many of you do. Why do you stand up
to proclaim this message.
Because this foolish message turns out, as we know, to be the power of God.
Paul quotes Isaiah, where Isaiah says, "I will destroy the wisdom of the wise." God does not improve wisdom. He exposes it. That's what he does.
And now, as you heard the vicar read, the Greeks, they sought wisdom. They wanted to hear arguments that made sense. And the Jews, well, they wanted signs. They wanted to see a display. They wanted to see some divine power. And God said, "No, I don't think so. No." But God, neither did he give them anything they expected. But what he gave them and us and the Corinthians was Christ crucified. And that's the point of this message. That's what you need to dwell on. Now, Christ crucified to the Jews was a scandal. To the Greeks, it didn't make any sense at all. But to us, it does. And at the center of the text, there's a quick reversal in here that we need to think about. The reversal is this: the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. What appears weak conquers the strong. What looks foolish accomplishes what human brilliance could never do. On the cross, Christ overpowered sin. On the cross, Christ absorbed sin. That's what he did. He didn't escape death. On that cross, he entered into death. He did not avoid suffering. He bears it. And in doing so, he destroyed the sin that haunts everyone in this room. He defeated death. And at the same time, he secured your eternal life. Paul calls the message of the cross the power of God. The Greek word is dunamis. And that word, we get our word dynamite. The cross is the greatest miracle of all, because it is the only event that has ever defeated the most powerful and unavoidable force on the earth, and that, as we know, is death. Money can't defeat death. No political structure can defeat death. No power in the world can escape death. But Christ did. Every miracle Jesus performed during his earthly ministry, if you think about it, was temporary. The empty tomb prove, though, that the message of the cross is the power of God. The cross and the resurrection together declare that death, which we're very familiar with this week, death doesn't have the final word in your life. Don't ever think it does. Paul reminds the Corinthians that, well, he told them flat out, he said, not many of you are very wise. You're not powerful, and you're not very noble. But you see, God chose those people. He chose us. who may be considered lowly, may be despised, or even non-existent. And one theologian put it this way, and I thought it was very, very well said. Nobody's to expose the hollow pretensions of the somebodies. That's who we are. A number of years ago, the Christian Century asked Christian leaders throughout America to summarize the gospel in 7 words. Well, there's a person I'm familiar with who's they didn't say this, but he is a Lutheran pastor. His name's Martin Marty. And his response was very short and very succinct. God, through Christ, welcomes you. Anyhow. Paul declares the heart of the gospel. Because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Christ does not bestow, come down to from heaven to bestow gifts on us. He is the gift to us. When you lack wisdom, Christ is your wisdom. When you're guilty, Christ is your righteousness. When you're broken and you're at your wit's end, Christ is your sanctification. And when you face death, Christ is there as your redemption. And all of this is a free gift. The message of the cross is never going to give you 5 steps to leading a successful life. It's not going to improve your marriage. It's not going to provide you entertainment. It's foolish. It's foolish to everyone, to most people in the world. The cross is foolish because we're always looking for something more. We're always looking for something more than the Lamb of God. The man who told the pastor, who happens to be Pastor Kettner, one of my great friends, one time said, "You know, I didn't like your service, Pastor. We're new here, but we'll not be back because we didn't understand your hymn book." And so Pastor Kettner, in his wonderful way, said, "Whoa, ho, sit down. Let me go through it with you. Let me help you. I'll explain how we do this." And the man said to Pastor Kettner, "I don't have the time to fool with this. We're way too busy." And then sometimes we have parents who want to leave the church. And the reason they want to leave the church is because their kids aren't having enough fun. They want to go someplace else where there are more kids, where they can enjoy themselves. Okay? I don't know what that has to do with the strength and power of the word of Christ. And then you have others who come up with a multitudes of reasons. I don't appreciate what you do at funerals. I don't appreciate how you do communion. I don't like the way you do baptism. On and on and on and on. But what we forget is we complain about things that are a free gift. It's a gift. Why would you turn down a gift? Well, that's what we've seen. And we keep looking for more words of God or a message of the cross to overcome it, but we cannot. And I'll leave it off with Martin Luther's comment. All our clever wisdom and reason can never know our Lord Christ unless they first become fools. Unless they become fools again and humbly let themselves be taught by the simple word of God. The cross will never be impressive to the world around you. But it is the very power of God. It is the type of message that saves us as sinners. And we are saved one at a time. It's a matter of a message that is consistent and a part of our background. So I close with this. Cling to Christ crucified. Don't trust your own wisdom, but trust his mercy. And boast, but don't boast in yourself, but in the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.